cafe quality brews without a barista? That's the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Yep, no skills needed. Rich espresso, balanced drip coffee, rapid cold brew, all made by you because Barista Assist technology handles the details. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you don't have to. Finished with silky microfoam made with dairy or plant-based milk, hot or cold, hands-free. Still no skills needed. From first-timer to full-blown coffee fan, you can brew it all with the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
According to an article in The Sun, there's a certain wedding band that is a secret signal that a couple is into other couples.
Oh, it's a pineapple ring.
Yeah,
right?
I assume.
No, it's not a pineapple ring. Pineapple flags or pineapples have been said to be a symbol of that. Somebody told us that those little scrubbers, loofah sponges or whatever, on the front of a car, that's also one.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, oh, yeah.
But the wedding band that says, hey, we're open to other couples is the black wedding band for a man.
They're pretty popular now.
Yeah, they're very popular
damn.
Amongst people that want to swap.
You have been referring to Kayla as your hot wife.
Not anymore since you told me what that means.
You might want to get a little can of Krylon on the way home, too.
Then. Yeah. Looks like somebody's going to be on their, well, technically fourth wedding band. Third for this marriage since the first one fell off my finger somewhere. Bloop. While on a road trip.
I do have a temporary black rubber one.
Oh, so you can put it on when you're in the mood for some strange?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So it has to be all black?
That's what it says.
Okay.
Why? Are you disappointed?
No, I'm not disappointed.
Back to the drawing board?
Wasn't entirely sure. Ross got his wedding band back in November when we got engaged, and it has black on it, but it is not all black.
Doesn't his have like elk antlers in it or something?
There's carvings in it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very on
pretty
brand.
Cool.
Yeah, it looks like a scene from like an old
from
German Stein.
Yes, exactly. Beautiful.
This article says that the pineapple by itself is not. It has to be an upside down pineapple on your front porch.
Oh.
Or on a grocery cart.
Oh.
Who brings a pineapple to put on the grocery cart?
Or do you put your like
or pineapple jewelry?
If you're shopping at the grocery store and you pick up a pineapple, if you put it in the cart upside down, maybe that's a
maybe.
I mean,
this article know, also
it's
says
always going to be upside down to someone.
It's garden true, gnomes and pink flamingos are also signals for swingers.
No,
all
that's,
this
not,
is
that's signals,
no,
that's of old signals for tackiness.
Yes, everyone who's tacky likes to bang other couples.
That signals old person lives there.
Yeah, lawn decorations just signal we don't have sex ever.
If a woman is wearing an anklet or a toe ring, she's advertising that she is into multiple men.
Oh, yeah, that's obvious.
What? I love anklets in the
summer. We've heard that for a million years.
Yeah.
It tracks.
It does?
That's very common knowledge.
Share my man?
Yeah.
No, it said you're into multiple men.
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah.
It's a DVD-I. Lot of sausage. When I'm single, though, I do like to date around.
Yeah.
So, and that's when I'm single is when I'm generally wearing an ankle bracelet because I'm feeling way too confident.
But it's coincident. It's not because you're coincidence. It's not because you were like, this is a signal.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas.
So was a belly chain.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
Maitland, do you have any of those signals? Is there anything we should know about?
No.
Nothing?
I don't think so. Okay. Garden gnomes are tacky, so no.
Okay. Something to think about. You think anybody actually... I want to know from people that are actually in that lifestyle, because I think this is just all made-up stuff.
All the symbols and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
does seem like it would be. I mean, there are better ways to communicate that you're into something now. You know, like internet groups and texting and stuff. Like, do we really need to hang upside down pineapple flags outside of a house to get strangers to go, that's where I should go. I'm going to knock on that door. I have no idea. I could have gone to a chat group, but instead, let me just randomly drive through neighborhoods looking for loofah sponges and weird things in the yard.
Oh no, I just was told white rocks around the mailbox.
I see that a lot.
Ooh. There's a lot of swingers.
White
I always
rocks
thought it was
the box.
The welcome signs that are like the long pieces of board.
Oh,
the
and
house.
The live, laugh, love ones.
Yeah. But those welcome signs I was like, that's saying something.
Yeah. 600 millionth time, I do not have a live, laugh, love sign.
Look, I didn't even mention you.
You pointed at me when you said it.
You're just feeling guilty over there.
No, I'm
it
not.
Says, live, laugh, sports.
Definitely. I'm more likely to have live, laugh, love than that.
Right, which is right next to the one that just says sports.
Yeah, and it's neon. Ew, gross.
What's wrong with neon?
It's right next to his jute carpet.
Ugh, God.
Yeah.
No, the dog pooped on that when he had an upset tummy, so that thing had to go.
I bet it did, because it's jute.
Don't miss it.
Yeah, how do you clean jute?
This is obviously here to poop on. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a pile of hay. I'll sit on it.
This is the most, it's something that's the most like grass.
I don't think that's coincidence that that was where he chose to drop off the deuce. I do think that he's like, this is as good as it's going to get in here. Oh, yeah.
Just did you roll have a picture thing of Joe Dumars made out of rivets at some point?
Is that available? No, I don't have any shrinery type stuff.
That was his single days.
Yeah.
Wild single.
Everything was made out of metal.
Yeah, you got your black plates and black forks.
Yeah, all the things that signified that he wanted to do some swapping.
The plates are square and white. They're very fashionable. And my hammered silverware is fantastic. Boy, were people right, though. Remember with that day that I came in and I said, hey, check this out. Is this bad silverware for someone who's newly single? And you guys all said mean things, and then listeners said, no, they're actually good. And then people wrote in and said, yeah, but they're gonna get all nicked up and the dishwasher is gonna take the stuff off it.
They taste so metally. You brought them in here, they taste so metally.
You're not supposed to eat them, stupid.
I know, but you know what I'm talking about, that flavor. No, of
like, every not time you lick it, a piece of a layer of metal comes true off at all.
It is, man. I told you when you brought them in that day, I was like, this fork tastes like a penny, and it is bad. And you thought I was joking.
No, I just thought you were dumb.
No.
Because you have bad taste. No. Steve, how does Kelly describe any taste?
Literally, she has bad taste.
I mean, super taster.
No.
You say that.
Super means good.
No, super taster means that my taste buds are genetically enhanced in comparison to yours.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then why can't you ever describe things in a way that makes sense?
Because your taste buds are stupid in comparison to mine.
I need to see the official paperwork that says that you have this.
Yeah. Are you registered?
I was diagnosed on the air in Atlanta.
As a super taster?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As one of Atlanta's super tasters?
Yep. I did.
What'd you win, a 12-pack of flowers you could send to your boyfriend?
No, I had to do the taste test with a Coca-Cola from can to bottle to 20-ounce bottle, 2-liter to fountain soda, and then a glass one, and I nailed every single one of them.
Hot wings made
that just means that just means you drink a lot of soda.
I did. Yeah. I did for a long time. I drank a lot of Coke. Yeah.
Hot wings claimed he could tell the difference in the flavors of Skittles.
And they're all the same flavor.
They're not.
No, they're not.
They are.
They are not.
Then why did you get them so wrong?
Well, because once you have like 40 of them, then your taste buds kind of numb out with sugar.
He got like one out of three. Weird. And then we gave him like 7 yellows in a row, and he's like, oh yeah, that's grape.
They definitely.
And then later he's like, they're different.
They definitely taste different.
He also, Hot Wings has made the same claim, Kelly. He also said he could tell the difference between generic and real cereal and got all of those wrong.
Yeah, I definitely got all those wrong.
Because we only bought generic and never told him until right now.
Yeah, it's fine.
That would be so messed
up. Oh, no, I already knew that I got them all wrong at the time because you let me know in no uncertain terms.
No, we told you got them wrong. We just didn't tell you why you got them wrong. It was impossible. They were all generic.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if I said something was cornflakes and you gave me oatmeal. I mean, but the Skittles definitely have different flavors. They 100% have different flavors.
I think on their website it says these all taste the same.
No, they don't. That's
taste the rainbow of same.
That is so stupid.
Right?
That is so dumb.
I'm with Hot Wings. Skittles are different.
Everyone's with me because that's a fact.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not,
super
taster. I don't
taster.
Stand with you, Mr. Skittles are all the same. Are not all the same.
What would you know? You think that a strawberry tastes like the bottom of a terracotta pot.
That's not true. Strawberries.
Mixed with grandma's ashes. No. Like, you don't know.
No, strawberries taste like strawberries. It's when you guys hand me those tasty cakes and things and tell me, those don't have raisins in them. And then we look at the ingredients, and sure enough, my super taster fully pulled out raisins.
You nailed that one. I'll give you that.
And then the other day, I ate something that I said it looked like I was, like, licking baby powder, and y'all ate it and said, wow, it does taste like baby powder, or whatever it was. I'm telling you, sometimes I'm spot on, and then sometimes I'm just too smart for y'all.
This thing, super taster. She loves boogers, dirt salsa, and tree sap. Boy, she's putting that to good use.
Yeah, it sounds like you got pica to me.
I like to smell boogers.
I think you've been misdiagnosed.
You like to smell what?
Boogers. Oh. I don't eat them. I like to smell them. And yeah, tree sap is delicious. And homemade salsa is amazing.
This text, you know who else thought Skittles all tasted different? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, good one.
Do you think different M&M's taste different, Hot Wings?
No, they don't.
Those same
all,
concept.
No, they're all filled with chocolate.
What are those? What do you think they do with Skittles? Taste, cut up lemons?
They're meant to taste chocolatey because it's chocolate. No, but they have never advertised that, hey, each one tastes different.
Has Skittles?
Yes.
They haven't advertised it.
Says on the back, it literally says on the back of the package, purple is grape. Orange is orange.
Well, on the back of M&M's, it says green equals horny.
It does not.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Although it does make you horny if you eat the green ones. Yeah. Yeah, everybody knows.